Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a great and glorious day we have today because of our God. What a difference a week makes. My goodness. Last week we were all doing fantastic. This week we're looking at some of the biggest tragedies California's ever seen. It amazes me how fast things can turn. And it reminds me how our goal is to be prepared for challenging times ahead. And I don't think any of us were really prepared for this. Now, the important thing is a lot of us heard from the Holy Spirit, and that was a good thing. I know that Pastor Karen and I were about to go to sleep. The Holy Spirit said, "You got to go get somebody." And we came and found this person who was challenged because fire was close to their home and got him out of the fire zone. And we're grateful we were able to do that. But because we heard the Holy Spirit, at least one person was well taken care of. And it's very important. We all need to get to that level. Now, while the fires are still raging on out there, current estimates are $150 billion in damage. I'm sure that's going to go up. I expect it to at least double, my personal opinion. There are at least 16 deaths already, and I'm sure that will go up too because it can't go down. And I got to give credit to the departments that are doing such a fantastic job. And to all the departments from other states and even other countries that are coming in to help. It shows what true spirit of unity is all about. Differences aside, there's a challenge that needs to be tackled. And that's what we as Christians do. We woke up one morning getting ready for our 6:33 prayer time. We got a message from Apostle Joshua, who looked out his door or window and saw the flames by our townhouse. So I went outside and looked, and they were probably about 3 miles away. I originally thought five, but I refigured the distance about 3 miles away. I'm going to tell you something, winds are blowing 60 to 80 miles an hour. 3 miles is not a long distance away. So I went back inside, and I texted the prayer and the staff teams and got the 633 people. We all prayed against that, and that fire stopped. It stopped right there and went backwards. And the next thing we noticed, we're watching the news, and they're saying, in this particular area, the winds are down to about 12 miles an hour, as opposed to 50 and 60 miles an hour as it was 5 miles away. And this morning we were looking at the map they're showing, and that particular pocket still has almost no wind, which is the protection thing that the angels of God are doing for us to keep us safe and sound. Now, you've been hearing me talk about tithing and offerings the last several months, and I know of no ABCer that has any serious damage. And I believe because people are tithing that they've been protected and the devourer has been rebuked from them. People had flames coming in a block of their house and their house is okay. That goes to show just how well the prayers and concepts of ABC work. And when we go into the more challenging times, and by the way, this is a shot across the bow. This is a warning shot to what the devil can do. We need to be attuned and ready, whatever he can do. And while this will probably dissipate and be put down in a reasonable length of time, and it will take years to rebuild, don't misunderstand me. When we get into the real end times, where we're looking at multiple years of the Antichrist ruling, we're going to really have to be attuned to it. So my encouragement is that we start really seriously taking some time and practice listening to the Holy Spirit. and making sure that we can hear His voice. Because that is the only thing that's going to keep us safe. I believe that every 633er and ABCer will be in a land of Goshen. Now, Goshen is where the Israelites were when the plagues came to Egypt. And they were protected from the plagues, for most of them at least, anyway. And I believe that those who hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and properly prepare and use this next season to prepare to get ready for the challenging times ahead. As we read the story of Joseph, he was given 7 years to get ready for 7 years of famine. We don't know exactly how much time we have, but I will say the time to start is now. It's time to really ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do on a continual basis, and to let Him lead us and guide us so that when the challenging times come, not only are we ready for ourselves, but for our families and our loved ones, and that we have places of refuge that we can bring people to when things need it. And as we do that, the Lord will supply us everything we need. Now, our power is only off for about 3 hours. Other than that, it's been on every time. No problem at all. Okay? We were protected. And I thank God we were protected. Because of that, we were able to watch the news. We got our broadcast out for our prayer times. And we are blessed by the Lord. I believe with all my heart that this ministry right here is set up for such a time as this. And now is the time to use this ministry to get ready for the challenging times coming. So as we do this today, I want you to think about things. Now, a year ago, the people of Florida fought the hurricane. We, of course, prayed for them. They were okay. This year, it's fires in California. We don't know what will happen next. We don't know when it will happen. But we do know, based upon the book of Revelation, something's going to happen. So, who does know? The Holy Spirit. Who do we know? The Holy Spirit. Our job is to get our communication with the Holy Spirit so strong, so good, that we know that we know that we know it's the Holy Spirit talking to us and not the enemy trying to trick us. That they're giving us God ideas and not damn sure those good ideas that aren't God ideas that will cause us more problems in the future. So that's where we're going to go. And we're going to continue working on our programs of increase because we need more to get ready for these challenging times ahead. But right now we're going to start by praying for Southern California because these firestorms were so damaging, so challenging, so destructive. So if you're aware of any sins, please confess them now. If not, please repeat the unaware sins prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. Now those of you who know how to, I'm going to ask you please reestablish the kingdom of God. Those who don't know how to establish the kingdom of God, I'm going to suggest you start healing school and learn it. You're going to need this in the future. Okay? Now I'm going to pray right now. Just let me pray, everybody. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Hebrews 4:16 in the Amplified Classic Version, we fearlessly, confidently, and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, of God's unmerited favor, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in this devastatingly challenging time for every need. With God's appropriate and well-timed help that comes now when we need it the most, we agree together in prayer that the Santa Ana winds stay calm and every fire gets extinguished now. We see the angels of God to help everyone, especially Christians and our loved ones. We pray that the Holy Spirit helps each person who is grieving any loss of loved ones, homes, businesses, livelihood, and everything important to them. We ask you, Lord, for divine provision, divine protection, and more patience until our communities and our region has rebuilt and recovered. We continue to bind up fear, frustration, and trauma as well. We forgive anyone if there's any mistakes, errors, negligence, or malintent, if there are any arsonists. We bind up demons, devils, evil spirits of arson, fires, windstorms, looting, scammers, in the name of Jesus. We continue to walk as loving, forgiving people so our prayers will not be hindered. We pray for extra grace and mercy for the 100,000 or so of those who have been evacuated. We thank God that Pastor Karen and I were able to rescue Frieda from the evacuation zone. It was like a war zone with debris over all the roadways, hitting our car, windshield, and visibility. A black, thick smoke becoming about 100% with 40-mile-an-hour winds at our backs. We also thank God that all ABCers who were evacuated are now back in their own homes. We'll continue covering everyone in our church and our loved ones with prayer. We resolve with the attitude that we do not get discouraged, but we encourage ourselves in the Lord. No weapon formed against us will prosper in the name of Jesus. We press on towards the mark of our high calling. We endeavor to reach out to everyone in need and support them, all with our love and our continued intercession, as we have a long road ahead. The city officials say that we are not out of the woods yet because they predicted more high winds returning from Monday to Wednesday. We cancel, make null and void, those predictions. We speak to our weather system to be calm for all those fires, not only to be extinguished, but no new fires will break out in the name of Jesus. We have a long road ahead to rebuild and move forward. God's mercy will help us to restore better than before. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the revival of God to come to California. In the name of Jesus, it was good to see so many people putting their differences aside. Neighbors been helping neighbors. I decree what the devil meant for evil, God will turn around for good. In the name of Jesus, everyone agrees with this prayer. Say amen. You know, it's interesting, when we were going to get Frieda, I looked up ahead and I saw the freeway was starting to stop up at the exit we normally get off. At that point in time, Pastor Karen, who was with me, looked down and says, "Why is it red?" And the Holy Spirit said, "Exit now." So an exit before the regular exit I got off, otherwise we would have been stuck in standstill traffic for who knows how long. But because we heard the Holy Spirit, we made it there in time. Now, there was also an emergency evacuation signal sent out a while after that. I forget the exact day. So it's kind of a blur right now. It's been so, we had like 2 hours of sleep for like 3 nights in a row. And I said, before we jump in the car and drive away, let's ask the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, "Don't go." Well, that was interesting. So I went outside and looked around, saw no fires by us at all. Come to find out it was a mistaken signal, it was sent to millions of people. Now, fortunately, we didn't get caught in that, but there could have been a lot of people stuck in traffic by that mistake. And if you're stuck in a car and the smoke's around you, and the gas tanks are running out, you got a problem. But because we heard the Holy Spirit, we didn't go. So that's the point here today. We must be hearing from the Holy Spirit every minute of every day. Hear this voice to go or not go. Hear this voice to turn here or not turn there. Because this is what the key is to getting through the challenging times ahead. The enemy is very talented at his game. But the Holy Spirit is more talented, and when we follow our leader, the Holy Spirit, we will be fine. Okay? Now, as your pastor, I want to guide you to avoid making bad decisions. We must learn how to hear God's voice more clearly than ever before. It's vital, not just surviving terrible times, as it says in the book of Revelation, but you must become an overcomer walking your dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power. So So demons, devil spirits, and sickness and all evil run away from you because they fear the power that you wield. Now, if you remember, when Jesus walked with the man of the Gadarene, the demons knew who he was and they knew his power. They said, are you going to cast us into the abyss? Because they knew what he could do. They better cast him into the swine of pigs. But the bottom is, they know the power of Jesus. And when you walk in that authority, they know it. When you walk in that authority, they tremble. Because you are in control with the power of Jesus. And what is inside of you is more stronger than that is in the world. And I learned so much from the Holy Spirit from ABC. The objective is to train you to be more than conquerors. To utilize your co-inheritance with Christ. So you can release the past, get rid of any low self-esteem, get rid of any hindrances, and increase in God's power. Increase in God's anointing, which breaks every yoke of bondage in your life. Increase of godly wisdom, following the Holy Spirit's lead, every minute of the day, inquiring of God frequently that you should do what pleases our Heavenly Father. By the way, Jesus did the same thing. How many times did Jesus leave the multitudes and go beyond private so they could hear the voice of his Heavenly Father? His Heavenly Father is our Heavenly Father. Okay? We must increase in the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit, increase in the lives that enable us to walk in full authority and dominion, power, and wealth. Now, last week, I told you the world's facing very turbulent times. It's going to get rougher. It's going to get more challenging. But you are going to be ready for it. Because you've got the most fantastic team assembled here to prepare you and lead you and train you to do what needs to be done. The goal is to teach you to be operating as a miracle worker. We can't be around you 24/7, but the Holy Spirit can. With Him, you can overcome every challenge. You can be an example to your loved ones, your community, of how to overcome these challenges. If you don't like something in your life or community, you have the power to change it. We are ambassadors of God that we've been called to be. You'll be the example that will draw tens, then hundreds, then thousands to the Lord. Because when everything else is collapsing around them, and you can't rely on the government anymore, those people are going to come looking for what they can rely on, and that's God. That's our one magnificent God. His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, our Counselor. I don't care what's happened in the world. When we get that fine-tuned to hear them, there is nothing they can do. Now, we're going to study the Morning Miracle Book more to help you overcome every challenge. I highly recommend everybody get it, read it. It's not a one-time read, by the way. It's a workbook. It's something to go through time and time again. Because in that book is a synopsis of the healing schools, the School of Dominion, and so forth here. But it's a great starting point. When you get the book, and you start working on it, you start doing the first steps it tells you to do, you'll find yourself wanting to learn more and going back into the schools here at ABC. But at least you'll have your basic knowledge of what to do to get going. So we're going to do a quick review of Release and Increase, Part 1, and then we're going to go into Part 2. Now, Part 1, don't quit but press on. You cannot fail if you keep moving forward. The only time you fail is when you quit. If you're hearing from the Holy Spirit, He's telling you which way to go, and there will be challenges. There will be setbacks. Look at Paul on a trip to Malta. Shipwrecked, bit by a snake. Looked really bad. Thought he was going to die. Ends up going to Malta on the finest ship in the Mediterranean. That was the Gulf Star of the day. Okay. Now, release the past and move forward. Too often, the devil brings up, but you made this mistake. But you did that wrong. This is your sin. I don't care. It's all been forgiven at the cross. Let it go. Drop the past. It's gone. Remember it only so you don't do those mistakes again. But don't let it beat you up anymore, dwell upon you. You've been totally 100% forgiven. And we go forward free of any condemnation. Now, after your release, God will increase all his blessings to you. When you release the past challenges, those hindrances kind of pull you down. It's time to get through that and go straight on. Now, the other thing is just keep press on towards your morning miracles. Now, Pastor Cameron wrote that book because the Holy Spirit told us to. It's that simple. Okay. The book has a twofold objective. First, seek first the kingdom of God. At a specific time, the Holy Spirit encourages you to awaken to pray by yourself. And as I said last week, I can't thank the team enough for helping us. They came over, worked through the nights a couple of different times, editing it for us to make sure it was correct, because when you're challenge not to sleep a lot, you make a lot of grammatical, at least I make a lot of grammatical errors. And last week I didn't mention because I was looking around here and seeing people, but we cannot forget that Annie, 400 some miles away, was up with us the whole time, helping us every step of the way. I want to thank you, Annie, for that. We really appreciate it. But that does show the teamwork that we have here. When the Holy Spirit said to do something, he helps us get it done. Pastor Karen, I didn't know how we were going to get it done, the time frame. But the Holy Spirit did, and we listened to him. Okay? So if you like more of these greater blessings to be added to you, go ahead and take a look at the book, study the 12 chapters, and join us. You're all welcome at 6:33 in the morning with us. We'd love to have you. We're having huge, tremendous breakthroughs. Jesus has shown up at least seven times. The last time he showed up, we had a woman that was being prayed for that had a challenge with fluid that would mean the baby would be dead. While he was there with us, we got the call. The doctor said, it's a miracle. The fluid's almost all gone. We're having miracles. If you want miracles, show up at 6:33 Pacific time. If you have any questions, let us know. We'll get you the information how to get there. Okay. ABC at 6:33. Psalm 631 says, "Early will I seek you, my soul thirsts for you." We are seeking God earnestly. We are deliberately pushing into him, and it really helped us this last week to make sure people were protected. Psalm 5:3, "My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct you." We hear his directions. We know what to do. Okay. Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, but exhorting one another as you see the day approaching." When we're all there praying first thing in the morning, huge, huge things are happening. Now we pray for everybody. If you can't make it, we understand. And our rule is, come when you can. If you can't make it on time, come late. If you have to leave early, that's okay. We're not legalistic about anything. But those who do have been really blessed. Okay. Now, the Triple Triumph prayer method is very, very powerful. Intercession is one of the more powerful prayer methods. Now, trust us, we've been doing a lot of interceding these last few days over this fire situation. And because that a lot of people we know, we're protected. Okay. We have the prayer of agreement, which is one of the most powerful prayer methods. We all three come together, praying in agreement with one another. If one puts 1,000 flight, two put 10,000 flight, you get 20, 25, 30 people praying together and agreeing upon things. Tremendous things happen in breakthroughs. Okay. We also pray in unity. As we pray in unity, you know, the divided house cannot stand. We're not divided, we're unified. Therefore, we are standing strong against these attacks of the enemy. And this last week, we've demonstrated that strength. We've demonstrated by the people who were blessed by the prayers of ABC and by the people who are safe and sound because of it. Okay. So part 1B. We have to deal with devastation challenges. This is an example, just like the hurricane last year in Florida was an example of challenges that can come. They're not just going to be weather challenges. There are going to be all kinds of challenges. There may be financial, there may be physical attacks on your body. Who knows what it is? You know, we look back a few years ago with the pandemic. That was a different kind of a challenge. But the bottom line is we can deal with those devastation challenges. Now, we will have precious memories, okay? And God bless those people who lost their homes in the fires. Their memories are burnt up, but they still have their memories in their mind. But the important thing is that God will give you new memories, good memories, to rebuild your future. Okay? If it's a material thing and it's gone, it's gone. Okay? You know. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is, what the devil meant for evil, God will turn around for good. Somehow through all this challenge, good will come out of it. Perhaps the government officials will start doing a better job of things that they kind of let lax go because they've had it easy for a while. Unfortunately, about 15% of the fire trucks are down for maintenance because they don't have the money to fix them. The money, in my opinion, was spent elsewhere, but the bottom line is they're not there. The reservoir was empty, but they didn't have water to the fire hydrants in one place. There are challenges and mistakes that need to be looked at and fixed in the future. Now, we've forgiven the people who've made those mistakes. They're forgiven. Don't misunderstand me. But the point is that by challenges like this make people assess things better. And a lot of people are turning back to God because they got nowhere else to go. And God is receiving them. He's receiving them right now because He loves every one of us. And it doesn't matter what their past was. It doesn't matter what mistakes they've done wrong. What matters is that they're going to God, and God says, come to me. Okay? Let's focus on part two. For us, what we need to do from this point forward, Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision, make a plan on tabs that he may run who reads it. We must all have a vision of where we're supposed to go, led by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Okay? You know, Proverbs 20:18, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. Now, if you're not focused on the vision God wants you to do, it's very easy for the devil to pull you into different directions. Okay? That's why we must keep the vision. So ask the Holy Spirit what the Heavenly Father wants you to do for 2025. Write down the expanded vision. Keep adding to it weekly as you go through or so forth. Look at it. Set your vision for your eyes to remind yourself that you should run with it. Don't put it in a folder and stick it away. You must reread that vision periodically. Make adjustments as you're going. Okay? If you ever travel with a map, those of us who are old enough to remember what maps are, you know, okay, we'd take out the map, we'd look at it, decide our plan. We get to a point where we say there's a problem, we'll look at the map again, see what we need to get around the challenge and problems. You know, Pastor Karen and I were using our GPS one time, and it took us on these toll roads, you know, which it's okay. But if I had a map, I could probably get around the toll roads. The GPS didn't do that for me. The bottom line is, what's my vision? Where am I going? When I have a problem, what do I do to get around it? The Holy Spirit will tell you to get around the challenges that are coming. Okay? Make some kind of a vision board or an exhibit in your home with items to encourage you to fulfill your 2025 vision. Conrad Hilton, Hilton Hotels. In the height of the Depression, he was running from bill collectors. But under his desk, he had a picture of the Waldorf Astoria. It had a glass top, and he saw that. He kept visualizing someday he would own that. Not too long later, he did. Okay. Henry Ford had a vision of people having cars all over the United States. He had a vision for it. Okay. He kept that vision in front of him. Steve Jobs had a vision for people having individual computers. Now, the visualization was called magnetization. You magnetize things toward you because you're focused on your vision and where you're going. You know, every world champion athlete had a vision of being on that podium, getting the gold medal or getting their Super Bowl ring or whatever it was. They've had a vision of that since they started their sport. Okay. We must develop our spiritual vision, perspective, and strengthen like an eagle. You know, Isaiah 40:31, Amplified Classic, but those who wait on the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope for Him, shall change. But those who wait on the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope for Him, shall change and renew their strength and their power and lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Renewed strength like the eagle who is strong, overcomes, and soars. Now, we just learned this not too long ago. Eagles do fly toward a storm. We all know that. They do not fly away from danger. They use the great, strong, devastating winds to catapult them higher above the dangerous storm clouds in the blue sky above, where they can go to safety of the natural openings for shelter in the mountains. This we just learned. Eagles also fly over fires. They use the rising heat for an advantage to soar even higher above the danger zone, which is called the thermal updraft. God has taken us higher to the spirit realm as godly eagles to soar above all our challenges in the shelter of the Most High God. Now, eagles will not fly into smoke, though. They use wisdom, where to go. They don't fly in something that's going to cause them physical harm. Now, if you're listening to the Holy Spirit, you're going to fly higher and soar higher, but you're not going to get physically harmed in doing so. Okay? Eagles have such a keen vision, eyesight, and focus. They see predators for a long distance off. They can spot what they need from a long way off. God helps each of us have a godly eyesight with seeing with the eye of faith. And the eagle sees the big picture of what he's doing in the heavenly realm, because his promises belong to us. All of God's promises belong to us. We're going to use our faith bridge to bring what is ours from the heavenly realm into manifestation on earth through our prayers and our affirmations. We're going to confess into being those things that are not as they already existed. Now, are you ready to soar like eagles? Are you ready to get that help from the Lord, lift up higher, so you can be the leading, guiding person for your family, loved ones, and friends? It's time. Now, God gave me a prophetic word. I want each of you to receive it. God told me the other day in our 633 time, everybody here, walk in your authority and power that I am has given you. Go and take dominion. Fear not, for I am is giving you a dream that is not too large, as I am is with you. Your victorious example will lead people to. I'm very excited what I see coming for us. I'm very excited about the turnaround that's going to happen as these challenges come. And out of challenges will come great victories. Remember, David had to run toward Goliath. Use a sling. We will run toward our challenge as the Lord leads us and guides us, and we'll have victory. Would it have been harder for David to become king if he hadn't killed Goliath? Probably. Nobody knew who he was. But because he was the Goliath killer, everybody knew who he was. And everybody wanted to follow him once Saul was gone. I don't know what your Goliath is, but I know God will help you get past it. And when people see you get past it, they're going to want to join you on this journey because they've got their own Goliath to take care of. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you right now that as you are showing us how to defeat all the Goliaths in our lives, because we follow you and the lead of the Holy Spirit, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, but that everything we do will prosper. You have plans for us, plans not to harm us, but for us to succeed. And we follow your plan for our lives, Lord, as we humbly submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to do communion now. Of course, one of the most important things to be able to hear the Holy Spirit is to take communion with the Lord. You should become one with Him. So if you know any sins, please confess them now. If not, please repeat the Unworthy Sinner's Prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And yes, we do it multiple times. We never know when some challenges come upon us, so we do it, especially before communion, before our prayers. You want to walk in there being cleansed as recently as possible. So Holy Communion, 1 Corinthians 11:24, and when he, being Jesus, had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance." Repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your table, we thank you for you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son to come to earth, to be the Son of Man, and the sacrificial lamb to redeem us now. Let's take our body now in Jesus' name. Okay. Similarly, when supper had ended, he took the cup also, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant, ratified and established in your blood. As often as we drink it, we call God affectionately to remembrance. For every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're representing, signifying, proclaiming the fact that the Lord's death until he comes." Please repeat this prayer with me. Thank you, Lord, for the birth of Jesus. Because the supernatural, miraculous birth of Jesus, we work a redemption that was filled at the cross. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we partake of the blood of Jesus that was payment for our redemption. Let's partake and drink the Lord's cup in Jesus' name. Praise God. All right. Now, as we go through the end times, challenging times, we must be healed, right? Let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise the Lord.